Hey babe, what do you want to watch tonight?
No, you should pick. I'm fine with anything. Really, we can even watch the digital fireplace simulation for 2 hours if you want. I really don't care. So, who cares if it's summer? Have you even seen that crackling action at minute 43? Can't miss it. It's the most dramatic moment of television since the Breaking Bad finale. Oh, don't think I'm kidding. I'm 100% serious right now. It's that intense. See, and this is why you should pick. Otherwise, I'm making you watch a recording of a 7-hour train ride from Bergen to Oslo. No, nothing happens. It's literally 7 hours of train tracks. But it has 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb. I'm not kidding. It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful train rides on Earth, and we can enjoy all 7 magnificent, uninterrupted hours of it from the comfort of our own couch. Sound fun? No? Well, then you better pick something soon or else pack your bags for Oslo. Oh, what about Stranger Things? Oh, it won't be that scary. And I'll be here to hold you. Look, I snuck up behind you one time pretending to be the Babadook. It doesn't make me untrustworthy. Actually, it was 2 times. But that doesn't matter. Stranger Things doesn't even have any Babadooks. At least, I think. I haven't seen the new season yet. Fine, we can watch something else. What sounds good to you? Maybe not Chernobyl? It's so bleak. I'm not sure my soul can take that right now. I know. I made you watch Blue Valentine last week. In my defense, I thought it was a romantic comedy. Because it had the word Valentine in the title. I know that it also had the word blue in the title. I just thought the blue part referred to some series of wacky hijinks, you know, like Never Been Kissed. Look, it was a mistake anybody could have made. Yeah, I know. Could have read the plot synopsis, but those are so overrated. And where's the mystery in that? Anyway, we shouldn't watch Chernobyl unless you've got a pesky good mood that you really want to get rid of. What about something lighter? A sitcom, maybe? No. We are not watching Parks and Rec again. I know, I like it too, but we've seen it 4 times already. Babe, we can't get caught in this rut of comedy reruns. It's just not who we are as people. No, we are wild adventurers. We take no prisoners and leave no show unwatched. Except Stranger Things and Chernobyl. Which are literally the 2 most talked about shows right now. I never said we were up-to-date adventurers. Just people who are willing to try something new. What? I try new things all the time. Okay, look, pizza is a staple. There is nothing wrong with having it 5 days in a row. Besides, you're the one who said we had to capitalize on that Domino's buy 2, get 3 free deal. You know I'm right. You've been eating it all week, too. Come on, we should change our TV watching diet at least. Because I'm not giving up on pizza. It's just too delicious. So, what's something new that we could watch? Oh, Walking Dead? Maybe? I'm not really sure it's my taste. No, it looks fine. It's just, it's 8 seasons, and I'm not sure I'm ready for that much of a time investment. Look, I have commitment issues, okay? TV commitment issues. I have no problem being committed to you. You're amazing and worth every second of my time. But I've been burned by too many long-running series, honey. I just can't do it again. Not after watching all 6 seasons of Lost. The finale made no sense. What was even the point? And then there was Game of Thrones, that ending. How could they do that? I know, I've never watched Game of Thrones, but that's not the point. I've heard enough about it from our friends. Everybody deserves better. Now, are you really ready to fall in love with characters only to watch the writers betray them again? Because I'm sure not. Don't roll your eyes at me. The Lost finale deserves my rage. Besides, I know you like it when I get passionate about something. Especially if that thing is you. Here, put the digital fireplace simulation on. Don't worry, we're not watching it. I just thought a little mood lighting would be nice. Let's just Netflix and chill. Do the kids still say that? Not anymore. Like I said before, we don't have to be trendy. Just as long as we're willing to try something new. Oh, don't worry. I've got a few ideas. Don't bother with Netflix. I promise I'll keep you entertained tonight.